Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Of course, after he lights the poppy field on fire, Buddy dies. Low ball too.
On WAAF.
When it comes to your servings of dairy, a texter is asking if a soft serve vanilla ice cream dipped in chocolate counts.
Yes.
Of course it is. All right. Here for you now are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages of the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 12:17 p.m.
I am pro-Don Sweeney. 6 of the 7 days of the week. Yesterday was not one of those days. Trade equator. Kid was a unit. Come on.
End of message.
Love Quater. It was a contract situation. It was a veteran situation. 10 years. You know, what are you gonna? He was making, I think, $2.7 million. You know, salary cap. They got a ton, like ridiculous amount of amazing talent. In their organization that are 22 and under, they're going to look for decent contracts.
A texter says, Don Sweeney could drive the Bruins bus into a crowd of children. And Lindy would say it was a great move.
Yep.
That's okay. He's never criticized Donnie because he's afraid he won't be able to get in there and sharpen his skates or something.
I kid.
No, we're past that.
Dog.
When it comes to Sween Dog, we're talking sweet seats, you know?
But I think people really, I mean, listen, he was a lunch pail kind of guy and he was a tough guy. And so Bruins fans really respect that. And so they're going to miss him.
You have to understand, Don Sweeney had the hearts of four lions to play the way he did. I think he's like 5'8". He was played at like 175 pounds.
Yes.
He used to run guys the size of Char every day.
What does that have to do with the McQuaid trade? McQuaid, as I called it earlier.
Yeah. What I'm trying to explain to people. Old guys, so Quater's going to look for $3.5 million, or he's going to look for a three-year deal, 2+1 for $2.7 million. That's going to go against the cap. They've got they just drafted. Did anybody watch the rookie challenge and watch the Bruins rookies crush everybody in Buffalo and I forget the other team they played? There's so much talent in this organization. Because of Donnie Sweeney. Look at the BU kid, defenseman, Charlie.
McAvoy?
McAvoy. Look at McAvoy. Look at Pasternak. Look at all the young talent on this team. There's guys that played in Providence last year that are just like 20 years old, 21 years old, that are going to be bona fide stars in the NHL. The guy is rebuilding your organization to put together a 10 or 15 year run. The guy just enjoy. I mean, he got a playoff run last year. We're rolling, baby.
Tuesday, 4:48 p.m.
Hey, I'll be kid.
Yeah, kid.
Adam McQuaid for 2 draft choices and a stiff who couldn't crack the roster back in 2010, 2011. Want to explain to me what the boy genius from Harvard's doing over there?
End of message.
You might want to do some homework.
People are just, they're never happy.
Nah.
They are never happy.
Yes. The last 2 years with the Rangers, I think he's -9. The guy's a solid skills guy. When he was with the Bruins, and if you want to do a little homework, because I did, he was +15 in the games that he played for the Bruins.
So you think it's a good move? You like this
move? I think this is, you know, he's a puck moving guy. He's a solid guy. He's gonna, again, this isn't about him. It's about Donnie getting a fourth and a seventh rounder for a guy that
would
plays
be gone
a more
in a year.
Skills game than Adam McQuaid. The game in the NHL now is a more skills forward game. You know, Quaider, you know, it's like I wouldn't exist today. You know, a meathead. Teams don't have meatheads.
Right.
It's great that no one's saying that Adam McQuaid is one of the best Bruins ever. He had an incredible Bruins career. But because he's a 10-year vet, because he makes $2.7 million, and he's going to be a free agent, Donnie went, what does everybody always complain about? Oh, we got nothing for him. Ah, they just let him screw. And he went and got a 3-year deal, and we got nothing. So now we got a defenseman and two draft picks. I'm like,
this is
wake
Jerry.
Up and smell the coffee, you non-hockey fans.
LB is spot on this one. I mean, no one loves McQuaid of the entire fan base. He's
exactly. Absolutely
everything you want in a Bruin. But Kevin Miller is virtually the same player, and you just signed more. So you have eight defense and the salary cap and everything else. They have two young defensemen in the system coming up. I mean, Camper's just a depth guy to throw in the minors. That was a salary dump, and yeah. As much as I love McQuaid, it had to be done.
Yeah, right. I agree.
All right.
Yeah, you know, yeah, Stanford's going to be that call-up guy.
What's his name again?
Samford. Is it Samford? What's his name?
Samford. Go
he's going to be playing.
It starts with a K there, big fella.
He's going to be
for the fifth
he's
time
gonna be
today.
A 50-50 guy.
That's okay.
Tuesday, 6:21 p.m.
Congressman, spoiler alert. Smells, having sex, how disturbing. Oh, my eyes are burning. It's almost like a visual of LB rutting with a baby grand piano.
End of message.
It's Camphor. His name's Stephen Camphor.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, you finally got that. This is the fourth time you said you did your homework.
They just did it.
You did your homework, but you don't even know the guy's name.
They just did the trade. I mean, come on.
Tuesday, 8:06 p.m.
So it's about 8:30 on Tuesday night, and I'm watching Sammy Hagar's Rock and Roll Road Trip. He's interviewing Sully, Godsmack, and I figured it out. Sully sounds just like Scott from Weymouth. I think Scott's not a real person. It's Sully.
End of message.
No, he doesn't.
I'll have to listen to that and see. I don't know.
6:24 a.m.
Hey, Hillman. After LB's disastrous day up at the Cornhole Tournament, I think it's only fitting that when you play LB's greatest hit, you have Walking in the Sand playing in the background.
End of message.
I got people inquiring already about next year and the second annual International Cornhole Tournament to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation.
Yes.
So we'll lock down a date.
Good.
We'll do it in May again up at the Brunswick.
Awesome.
And the only thing I need is I got to find more cornhole boards so we can have more teams. We took up a good part of the beach out in front of the Brunswick.
I'm sure we've got some handy listeners that are expert at fashioning their cornhole boards.
We can borrow some. You know, we'll return them in the same condition in which they're borrowed.
I did crack up the other day because cornhole has now reached the level of basic bitch. I was at Home Goods, and there was a cornhole board set that was clearly designed for like the Instagram female because it had like a baby blue silhouette of Massachusetts, and it said home in cursive letters. And I'm like, this is where cornhole has gone. We've gone to YouTube life coach background status at Home Goods with the cornhole boards.
Well, that,
I can't.
That other chick is really into cornhole when her boyfriend is playing it with his friends.
It's like pink hats.
Yes,
I don't think, actually, that's kind of like sexist, GNR. Hello? Like, why would you assume that ladies wouldn't just play on their own? Like, my girls and I rep at the beanbag, okay?
5:51 a.m.
This just in, the Red Sox have got themselves a spot in the playoffs. For fans of the team does not want to jinx them by getting too excited, Mike Hsu is quoted as saying, I don't want to get too cocky. Mrs. Hsu is quoted as saying, that will never be a problem, Mike.
Oh,
maybe that's why he's so angry all the time.
Oh, end of message.
This is the people's airwaves here. You can't just throw something out like
that. Even the socks had a little subdued celebration last night.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So not the giant champagne spouting thing.
Well, no, they just, I mean, all they did is secure a playoff spot.
Right. They had a toast. Yeah. That was it.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah, champagne toast.
Real low
glasses.
Key. Real low key.
Just a nice little.
Yeah.
I think that's premature celebration. I don't think I would have even done that. Because they secured a playoff spot.
It was very quiet. Very quiet.
Yeah. Listen, I know you're panicked due to past PTSD, but
I've been hurt.
I think, what was the deal with Sale only pitching one inning last night, though?
He looked good, but they want to rest him. That tells me that his injury is, way worse. Alex Cora is like a stewardess. It's like, oh, is that engine on fire? No, everything's fine. Everything's okay. Yeah.
No, but that's Sale's issue. Is that he was always awesome during the season, mm-hmm. and then when they went to the playoffs, he was burnt out.
Right. You want your starters well rested because the bullpen's just not going to cut it.
Little additional homework I can see done on that.
Well, I'm trying to turn the corner.
Nice work, big dog.
This is
homework
you
did on Carl Sale. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
What's up? What's up, Mike?
LB, I want to agree with you completely on the McQuaid thing. It's sad to see him go because he's been a big part of the organization for a while, but the same people that are all upset about him leaving are the same people that for the last God knows how many months have been saying, the Patriots need to sign Dez Bryant, even though every other team in the NFL doesn't want anything to do with them. The Patriots need to sign Dez Bryant. Same people. Homers. They can't get over the stuff like this. It's a great trade for McQuaid. He was going to end up sitting the bench half the season. Now he's probably going to end up stepping up for the Rangers and making a bunch of cash. Great thing for the Bruins. They got two draft picks and a pretty decent defenseman.
Good, good. I love it. This is David. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, just spinning it back to the diet conversation. I'm a healthcare professional. So there is a magic of coconut oil. It helps you to slide the kale off into the trash can a lot easier when you want to throw it out.
Hey.
The thing with the dairy makes total sense because the biggest, strongest indicator of extending your life is having a good family and friend support structure around you, more so than exercise, eliminating alcohol, all that stuff. So if you've ever tried to hang out with a vegan, it's awful. So vegans have no friends, and that's why they die earlier. Drink milk, have cheese.
Listen.
I don't think that's a scientific estimate.
There's nothing healthier than a delicious sour cream and onion dip made with the Lipton's soup packet. And
what's
I will
that,
be,
2 days worth of sodium intake?
I got zero response yesterday. I was thinking about the Bentley tailgate Saturday for homecoming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sent Mrs. Hill a text. I said, hey, do you think you might be willing to make the buffalo chicken dip?
Yeah.
I got zero response.
Nothing.
So, you know what? I'm going to make my own sour cream and onion Lipton and maybe even throw in a little dill in that. Have you ever made a dip where you take sour cream? You're not going to like this, but sour cream.
I already have the face on.
A little bit of mayonnaise.
Yeah, I'm out.
And some dill. And then you toast some pita bread.
Are you cleaning out the fridge?
And it's delicious. Like, it's just a little, it's like 3/4 sour cream, 1/4 mayonnaise.
Why don't you just spread lard on a bagel?
I'm telling you.
That sounds good.
Give it a try.
Toast that up.
Can I save you some time?
You heard that first from the pompous gourmet on this show. Yes, Lyndon, what is it?
Is that ironic, by the way? LB saying, can I save you some time?
It is.
Well, no. You're baking your pita chips.
Captain Topper, I said toast them.
Well, so toast your, but they come in the bag toasted already.
Oh, no, I don't like
some
those.
Some people like them DACA.
Yeah, no, I like
gotta
to
be
them,
well done.
I do them myself so I can put more butter on them.
6:41 a.m.
It will be the greatest Tuesday ever if Kenny comes on the show and the first thing out of his mouth is LB there? Because he's a huge fan. Danielle will start to cry, and I will be the happiest man on earth.
End of message.
Kenny Loggins, Danielle's dream interview on Tuesday during the 9 o'clock hour.
This is pretty amazing.
All right. So get into the danger zone with us at the during the 9 o'clock hour Tuesday.
8:54 a.m.
Yeah, you know, you're right, LB. What a bunch of arrogant fools we are, expecting the right information on the sports.
End of message.
Basically.
It's a sports minute.
Here's somebody who says, earlier LB said Chris Sale has always had health issues in the playoffs. He has pitched one career playoff game, dummy.
Well, did he have health issues?
No. Okay, so my bad. So do your homework.
Oh, there it is again. That's a
do
new
your
one.
Homework on Chris Sale. Okay, mm-hmm. So I misspoke about playoffs. Chris Sale's issue is that he bails his arm. He gets tired at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I think call me a dummy, but I've been listening to the experts. And the reason Alex Cora...
Oh, is that your homework, listening to the experts?
Well, what do you do?
I don't do any... homework is not my thing.
You're on your phone all day, every day, getting the information. That's why Alex Cora has... You know, he let him sit for like 3 weeks because with the shoulder inflammation, I'm sure he could have pitched like 4 days after he had shoulder inflammation. But when you're going to come up on 100 wins.
Yeah.
You don't need Chris Sale to pitch. Let other guys get dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they got to dial in their bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
6:50 a.m.
Hey, LB, kid.
Yeah, kid.
I heard Krejci had problems with his visa. Can't play in the international play in China. Woo! Hope he gets that corrected so he'll be able to play in Chicago.
End of message.
Very good.
Well done.
7:23 a.m.
Okay, wow. Now I get why it's the White Album.
End of message.
I need a
Purell wipe.
If you missed the news during the 7 o'clock hour, Sir Paul McCartney, the legendary Beatle, has done an interview with GQ in which he shares details on a aggressive bullpen session that he and John Lennon and some of their male friends participated in.
I'm so not gay I can do this.
Talk
about trying to prove your masculinity to your buddies.
What?
Nothing like having an aggressive bullpen session in front of a group of dudes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.